At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on a very fun below decky episode, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
Hi. We are here on Crappens on Demand because which you can get at patreon.com/watchforcrappens. If you support us at the Crappens on Demand level, you get access to these videos where you can watch us record. Look, you can see a Think Thin box. Oh, it's actually they're now called Think in my corner here. Isn't that charming? But you can watch us podcast. You don't just listen. And also you'll get access to our weekly bonus episode and our Discord community, which is really wonderful. Hi to everyone on Discord. Y'all are so funny. It's like one of the nicest, friendliest online communities there is or there ever was. So anyway, today we are doing a Below Deck Med Season 7 trailer breakdown. We could have done, I guess, the Below Deck Sailing reunion, but honestly, Ashley wasn't there. And first of all, I think that's bullshit. I think these cast members on Bravo need to have some bigger consequences for skipping out on the reunions, because we can't have our villains just being awful all season and then they don't have to face the fire. That just doesn't work.
Well, what consequences are they going to have? I mean, they're temps, you know? That's a good thing about being a temp. You can be like, guess what? I'm late from lunch. Fuck yeah. You, I'm a temp. All right. I don't care.
Maybe like a part of the paycheck is like docked or something like that, or like they don't get their full season paycheck until
after. I think they're paid $5 anyway.
True.
On these shows. I don't think, you know, you don't really get paid a lot on Bravo until you have made it. Blackmail, but how could that work against Ashley? I mean, what are they going to have? True. They've already showed her most mortifying moments on TV. You know, it was her pasta moment, which I heard she's called her rock bottom moment, which I really loved because I feel like we've all had that rock bottom pasta moment.
Yep, happened last night for me.
It's about to happen to me. I'm planning my rock bottom lasagna moment for later. So there you go. So here's her statement. I just wanted to let all my supporters know that I chose not to participate at the reunion. At the time it was filmed, I did not have the energy nor the desire to continue to be a puppet for Bravo. In addition to feeling like I would not be able to fully tell my side of the story due to editing, I appreciate all of the support I have received along the way, which is why I'm giving my followers the chance to ask me questions about the season, which I will answer live. I'm sorry for anyone who's looking forward to it. However, I hope you will respect my decision. You may ask your questions below, and I will do my best to answer as many as possible.
Bullshit.
Wuss. Bullshit. Wuss. You're an absolute wuss.
She's a dumbass because it actually could have been a chance for her to redeem herself. She was actually starting to go up the redemption path a little bit. You know, I felt like watching her binge and all that food was sort of making me like her a little bit. So I felt like she should have just shown up at the reunion with
spaghetti.
With spaghetti a lot of and grilled cheese and just eat her way through the reunion. I'd be like, you know what? That's how you do it. That's how you get through a bad season, a bad edit, right?
Yeah.
But she's, you know, actually what Bravo should have done was been like, okay, well, you're not going to come, but we're going to have your sister answer questions for
yes.
you.
Yes. That is what they should. Now that, now you're thinking, now this is good
that
revenge.
Is a, yeah. I would just be happy with that any no matter what. But yeah, so I didn't actually watch the reunion because I was like, I don't know how I feel about that, you know, and we're just going to pivot towards the future. We're going to look towards the next Below Deck franchise, which is Med coming back for its seventh season.
Med coming back. And guess what? Fired a lot of people, which is what you need to do. You know, we've got a pretty fresh cast, I think. I think Z, I heard, is on this one. And Captain Sandy is here. And otherwise, it's all new people. And I have not watched a preview. I just saw a little bit of it as it was like screen recording on the computer. And everyone looks insane. So, you know what?
Yeah,
so
I haven't
far,
seen it.
It looks good.
Usually, I've actually, whenever trailers come out, I watch them immediately. And this one, I didn't even realize it had come out. So normally, I've watched these. But in this case, I have not watched it at all. I'm glad for a refresh. I had high hopes for Katie last season. She wound up being a dud. There were a lot of duds across the board last season. So let's hope that this trailer gives us hope for that Below Deck Med can move from an Ashley place to a Daisy place. So why don't we just start it off, right?
All right, bring it on, man.
Okay, hold on.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so for people who are watching this with Crap Is On Demand, this is, I feel like, the best application of Crap Is On Demand, because not only do you get to see us, but you can actually watch the trailer along with us as we press play. If you're not watching, you just get to listen, which is also cool. And I'm just double checking that I'm actually recording, because I famously did not press record on the Southern Charm one.
It's recording. Mortified. I checked it too.
Okay.
That was a total Ronnie move. Okay.
It's turning into a Ben move more and more, I have to say. Okay. So without
Age,
further ado,
the great equalizer.
Look, there's my mouse, guys. Well, yeah, that's wow. There it goes.
Wow, wow, I'm sure mouse. Glad I'm paying $5. Money well spent.
All right. God, you know what? I don't want my controls to be on my screen. I want them to be on a separate module. Okay.
These always begin with a review of the QuickTime Player Play Shuttle.
First, the standard review of the QuickTime software. It continues to be largely negative.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. First of all, I have to say, already like it, because the soundtrack is every birthday party in my Lebanese family growing up, okay? It's like, dun, 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 dun. Then the belly dancer comes in and shakes all her shit at you, and my mom acts like she's above it all, like she can't believe this pornography is being fed to her children. And then I start crying because all the jangly boobs, you know? God, the memories.
Oh, it's so nice. And we're seeing aerial shots of. So I heard this is Malta this season, and we're looking at this harbor. First of all, are these those fucking dolphins again? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, the big cement dolphins. Yes,
God,
they
I
sure
hate
are
those dolphins.
Also, here's God. The thing, you know, I feel like rich people, I feel like it is a time where it's fun to bash rich people. I'm not taking that away from everybody, okay? Bash your billionaires. Now, here's the thing. Nobody, rich or poor, deserves parking spaces like this. Nobody deserves to have to try to get out of a slip like that thin. I mean, who the hell made this? It's terrible.
How does this one get out? This big yacht here, which, first of all, Jamie from Down Under is ejaculating because he sees there's a helipad on this one.
Yeah, so, he's like, that's what I was talking about. Don't call my goal a bitch goal. How dare you?
By the way, fuck Jamie. He is so awful. He is such a chauvinist dick. God, he was the worst.
I am triggered. We're having a meeting about this.
you came and you spilled a drink on my shirt intentionally. And the favoritism that he showed Culver at the end of the season. God, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have, yeah, you're right. How is this yacht going to get out? Look, it has to get through these two Cheerios. It's tiny. Yeah. And then it has to make a left turn. And there's no room. There's no room whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I wonder if this is, which one do you think is Captain Sandy? Is it, you think it's this one? You think it's this
none
one?
Of those?
None?
No, I think it's just a random shot.
None of those.
None of those. Okay. None these of all those. Look too sparkly and new. I feel like the ones that they get on below deck to shoot on are like the community theater boat. You know, it's like the dinner cruise boat. I feel like they're all falling apart.
Well, I'm going to, if it were one of these, I'm going to say it's this one right here. This sort of like large, but not as large as the helipad one, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Agreed.
That goes off every day. It gives me a heart attack.
So, by the way, that was that was Daria. So Daria has graduated from high school, and now she's a yachty, I think.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that she's wearing glasses, because the first thing I thought when I saw her further into the trailer was, that's a girl who wears glasses. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, there's something about your eyes. And by the way, I did wear glasses for a long time. That's how I noticed, because something about the way you open your eyes when you're not wearing your glasses that people with glasses wear. So, and I don't know why I felt so smart calling that out, but I do. And I'm glad I was right, because I was like, that girl wears glasses. That girl is, in fact, wearing glasses. I win nothing. I'm still as much of a loser as I was 5 minutes ago, but I feel good.
Now, look at this. Her case has like a cutout. Is this just to show off that there's an Apple logo on it? Does this be like, in case you were wondering what kind of phone I have, it's an Apple.
It's an Apple. Just so Ben won't make fun of me, I'll watch what crappens. I feel like, well, it is where the Apple looks. No. Pop sockets are not innies, they're outies. You know, this is an innie hole, which I'm not really sure. It looks like a lot. It looks like a place for a lot of finger grub and dust to get into. And I don't approve of her case. I think it's a stupid case.
Well, maybe it's for because it's a little low to be where the Apple icon is, but maybe it's where it's for better grip. I kind of feel like she's trying to show off her Apple icon, which makes me feel like she's a little bit of a poser. Like, it's not that. I mean, like, I feel like
really it's pretty common. Do you feel like it's posing? Go ahead then. Let's go on with the three characters. Oh,
go ahead with my Apple. Look, I don't have to have a cutout. I just have it visible no matter what. It's just there. Okay, I'm going to press play. So she's reacting to
every day. It gives me a heart attack.
Malta!
This is my first time ever in Malta. This season for me, it's a new place, a new boat, with new department heads.
Okay, so guess what? The boat. This is this boat. Sandy's new. Sandy's
it's a nice boat.
It says home, I think. Or horns.
Oh, it does say home.
Home or horns. But
it
either
does
way,
say home.
I'm just gonna go back. I'm gonna scrub back real quickly and look at this. It turns out that when we were looking at those yachts before, it's the little one. I'm so upset. Wait, I can't get back.
It's
to
little it. And I have to take back what I said, because it looks nice. Like, it looks like a fancy boat. I mean, it's a small boat, but looks fancy to me.
But also, like, this show is doing it such a disservice, because the first shot we get of it is with these enormous yachts. So I'm like, look at that cute little tugboat making its way through Malta.
Look at that homeschool family on vacation in their little homeschool family boat.
Look at that cute little yacht. It's got that Preston face, like those kind of dogs, you know? It doesn't even have like a pointy snout. It just has one of those, what do you call them? Like a pug? It's like a pug boat.
No, it's like a pointy nose boat. Look, it's like a triangle. Are you saying it's flat at the end? Look, it doesn't have the triangle tip?
But look how it's like flat right in
oh,
the front
you're right.
there.
Where but here's why I in. Thought it was fancy, because the shape of it. I'm like, wow, that's a cool shape. Like, it's a different shape, you know, so it must be fancy. Yeah. They're like, you know what, we're going to reinvent the shape of boats. What do it you is. Think of that? That's how rich we are. But it turns out to be the shooting boat. Okay, listen, Malta, okay? I hear you're gorgeous. You have Malta in your title. It's the best thing you can ever add to ice cream to make a shake.
Yeah.
Love you in theory. You fucking shoot cannons off every day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, God. The people in this apartment building. The people in this apartment building.
Do people pay their taxes? I don't want to hear fucking cannons going up. Besides, it's a very violent world. I don't want to be reminded of that every goddamn day with you shooting shit off in the air. Stop it, Malta. Okay? That's my formal request. I will not go to you until you stop.
Change.org. We want you to stop with the cannons. By the way, so here's what I do know about Malta is that they filmed Popeye there. Robert Altman filmed Popeye there in like 1979, 1980. And they left the set up. And now it's like a tourist destination to go to the Popeye set. But it's like, it's also a thing like a shopping destination. I think they made like a South Street Seaport kind of thing out of it. Like the Popeye set is a place to go to in Malta.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I really want them to go to it. If they do not go to the Popeye set on this season, it's a failure of a season. I'm saying that right now.
Well, now I'm imagining myself walking through Malta going, he needs me, 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 he needs me. Boom! God, I'm never going to get used to that.
I'm just going to walk around being like, have you met Shelley Duvall? What about you? Did you get to meet Shelley Duvall?
Okay. I'd order the octopus, but I hear it's terrifying. You know, every waiter in Malta is like, fucking stupid Americans. They're octopus jokes.
This yacht, I'm so fascinated by it. It looks like a sneaker, right? It's giving a really, it's like, this season, I've never been to Malta before. I've never been the captain of a shoe, but here we are.
Here we are, one Reebok on the ocean against all odds. So the home on the side of the ship is very Target brand, right?
Yeah.
Is Target what has that home brand? It looks it's like the same font and everything.
This yacht definitely looks like the up and up of yachts, for sure. Like this... Like there should be a little arrow somewhere. That's not even the name of the yacht. I feel like it's like some branding or like this yacht comes with a home security system.
You're not just on a yacht, you're in a home. And we say that to every foot we see.
Okay, now if we scroll forward a little bit, we see some of the three of the new faces.
Okay, let's just talk about these faces. First, the blonde girl looks like she's in a wig undercover in an 80s detective show. What is that?
It's Tia Leone stars as a small-time crook who's on the run from the mob.
She really does. She's got like a chaff chalking. She's like, look at me holding my radio and doing this with my lips.
Why does she have such small-time crook sunglasses? Like, that's like the sunglasses you put on if you're Christine Baranski, and it's like, okay, Christine, you're playing someone who has to con someone at the jewelry store so that way they give you access to the vault. She's like, all right, hold on, let me put on these glasses. Okay, now I'm in character. Thank you.
It's the wig for me. Like, I need her to be looking up from behind a newspaper, like an old spy from the 80s.
She really is. Like, it's so, like, she, this is not her job. Don't trust anything on her CV.
Okay, so then the center guy, I'm assuming, is the chef because he's wearing an apron. Okay, now
I hope so.
I don't want to make an ass out of you and me, but I'm going to assume. Now, this guy is giving me, just like dad, he's like, oh, I'm a dad who never sees my child. Yeah. And I'm assuming that because it's below deck. But he's giving me, like, dad. He's very careful about his hands being clean. Seems
passive
like
aggressive
kind of just,
as fuck.
Yeah,
passive like aggressive as fuck. You know.
Yeah,
it.
He does have that kind of face. Like, I'm gonna write you up. But he's also got such polished skin that I'm like, what does he do for his skincare? I mean, that's very rare for a chef to have department store quality facial skin. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're on the up and up yacht, you know, you're using all, you have access to all those products. It's complimentary, so he has a lot of those things. I think he looks to me like someone who's like really nice. And at first you're like, this guy is great. But then it turns out he's secretly a control freak and he gets really passive aggressive when you interfere with his systems.
Now, here's where I'm going to disagree with you in this fight that doesn't matter that we're about to have. But I think he looks like a genuinely nice person and I'm going to be shocked if he's a dick. There, I'm going to say it. I feel like his smile is real, and he takes – evil people don't really take as good care of their skin, I feel
like. Well, he's not evil. He just can't control his passive aggression. He's like, hey, yeah, whatever you need. It's like anything. Anything is fine. Oh, we don't actually put the spoons there, but that's okay. You didn't know. That's okay. I don't put the spoons there. We put the spoons over here. Okay. So, you don't have to even come in the kitchen. It's great.
I'll settle on that. Toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll settle on that.
He's not an underminer. He doesn't like to be mean, but so then it comes out as passive aggressive. He has these little passive aggressive moments. Now, the one on the right, by the way, she's literally like auditioning for Clue. Like, what are the two, the left and the right, like, what are they doing? Like, what scheme are they, who are they conning?
She is. She's like a Nancy Drew type. Like, I'm looking around the corner, just looking around the corner. Not sure if I can come in yet, but I'm under the press sheets. Okay. So, I agree.
What heist is happening on this boat? Because the two on the stews are very, they're up to no good.
I think she's going to be like the perfect. She's like, I'm perfect and I'm so great. But like secretly, she's a horrible human being.
I hope she's not a singer-songwriter like that one girl from Sailing Yacht the first season.
I'm not getting singer-songwriter vibes because she's got like on big cubics earrings.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's not a singer-songwriter because singer-songwriters are like, diamonds, never. I made these out of paperclips because I'm a badass, you know?
Yeah, because I'm an artist.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutrafoL.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to press play. We're going to finally find out about these people.
Department heads.
All good.
You got to manage this deck, okay? I don't want to be the bosun.
Challenge accepted.
Hello? Oh, so she's the new Malia, the detective. The blonde wig detective is the new Malia.
She is?
Yeah, she's the bosun.
By the way, she's like gorgeous. Like she's like Kate Moss. It's like Kate Moss decided. Okay. So she looks disgusted with Captain Sandy. She hates this job. She thought she was signing up for literally a completely different job. Like at a bank. Look at her disappointment.
Yeah. And she's like, why is there a bush on a yacht? You know, like she's got that look on her face. Like, why am I standing in front of a bush? This is so weird. Also, why is this boat always tilting? Because this is not sailing. And we have a lot of breaking things already. People are like, oh my God, that thing is falling. Guys, people love sailing. Don't try and just steal their thing of things falling off counters. Okay.
Oh, look how sad this galley looks. It looks like a, oh man. Oh no, that's a cake. Oh, he dropped his
Is you this see cake? This?
It's a cake on a cake stand. He knocked over his cake stand. Look at that.
Oh, well, at least two people get a slice, so I'm proud of them. Oh, one person. Two more people get it. It's going to be a little smushed looking. That kitchen is sad.
That's a sad kitchen. Also, that cake, I don't like those types of cakes. Those that are sort of like creamy but have the cocoa dust, you know? I think it's for the best that it got broken.
This kitchen is really, that can't be the whole kitchen. It maybe like that's a like a kitchen. Second kitchen. Yeah.
It looks, it's like depressing. It looks like one of the, it looks like when you watch House Hunters International and someone, it's like some student has to like, you know, like move into some strange kitchen.
It does look like HHI. If you're on the know, if you know, you know, guys. But it really does, because my first thought was, you know that hotel we stayed in where the toilet was in the shower? That's what this kitchen reminds me of. And I guess what I was trying to say was that European feel.
Yeah. I don't remember that, but I vaguely remember something like
the
that.
The one in Austin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yes. And, like, the ironing board was also, like, your table.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be the bosun.
Challenge accepted.
Well, hello, guys.
Our goal is to make this your home away from home.
Deja vu.
Okay.
Oh, who the fuck I don't want this to be my home away from home. How about make it like a fucking luxury trip because I'm trying to get out of my shithole that I've turned into a shithole with my dirty, dirty habits. Okay.
I think you are exactly correct. And I guess it is the SS home because Z is wearing a shirt that says home, which is annoying.
I hate the owners of this boat.
I hate it. It looks like it's like, so like, is this like brought to you by the former owners of Circuit City? Like,
right? I hate it. It's so bland and it's like, oh my God, this is like home. It's a rental. Why are you saying that? Why would you name a rental home? This is just like home. Let's rent it out.
We all know that a yacht should have some strange name like My Sienna or the... I don't know, like the fasciitis, the plantar SS plantar fasciitis or something, but not home. Okay, I need some more.
Yeah, I'd love to Z though.
I know, I love Z. Let's see. We got some guests. They're all kind of the standard. Have we seen this woman before here in the yellow dress? She feels like she's the type.
Oh, God, and like every like upscale grocery store we've ever been to.
She's like, my name is Miranda Swanson. I wrote a book on how to empower people. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm from Florida, and I'm having a seminar. I'm bringing my best girlfriends because I'm going to empower them. We all have so much fun, except for Jess. That's Jess on the right here.
Well, you've got Jess Black Hat, and then you've got like evening gown and the evening gown Jess on the other side of this girl. Yeah, I think these girls, I think three of the girls, the one in the women, I think the three of these ladies, the one behind them with the white, I think is very classy too. So you've got the black dress, and white dress, who are one group. And then you've got the dodo birds, you know, from like the small town dodo birds, who are like, hey, remember us from high school? Let's go on a trip. We're going to wear floral dresses the whole time. And the other ones are like, you're disgusting. We're wearing black and we're coloring on our eyebrows.
Yeah. And this one over here, this one, she's never had clams before. She's like, I just don't like opening up shells. And then this one didn't want to wear this hat, by the way. But this one, the yellow dress was like, you should wear the hat. It'll be so cute. She's like, I'm not really feeling it. She's like, well, you should, because otherwise you're going to look too much like Cindy, you know, because you both have your navy dresses. So she's like, fine, I'll put it on. But you see, she's like, I shouldn't have worn this hat. I'm on national TV wearing the hat. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, she's trying for the whole Kim Kardashian thing that everybody's getting on their face. And it's, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. You know? Yeah.
I kind of feel like the white dress woman feels like she should be the primary and she resents being behind the yellow dress.
And she's right. She's like, this is why this girl insisted on sitting by the window seat in the van, because she knew she could walk in front of me the whole time by the way we loaded out of the van. And I pissed. This dress is not a walk in the middle of two losers dress. This is a walk in the front dress, you know?
It's a lead-the-pack dress.
Yes, that's why she centered herself in the center anyway. She's like at the head of what this should be, a triangle of people behind her.
Yeah, she's really pissed.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have these ladies. And we have this. Oh, for a moment, I thought it was Roy Orbison Jr. again. And I was like, I can't if it's Roy Orbison Jr. for a third time. Okay, so I'm going to press play.
Just your home away from home.
Party time.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I want this uniform to work, please.
Should we get naked first?
I was this f***ing close to her vagina.
So it's a lot of nudity.
There's a lot of wigs. It's a... Below Deck has... solidified that the past couple of years. It's like the summer house Vanderpump Rules curse. Like, we need to have parties with wigs. You know what people in America love? Wigs. Wigs on people. We're gonna get some wigs.
Yeah, I think it's time for whoever is pushing the wig agenda at Bravo, they need to step down or
fire
move
them.
Forward.
They need
because
to go.
We're a little over this. There's someone here in full-on like S&M. There's a lot of wigs, a lot of looks. Wait, wasn't this girl right here? Isn't she the one who's speaking around the corner?
Yes.
Yeah, she's up to no good. Yeah, it's a lot of madness. So we have a full-on naked girl that is sitting on a chair.
I was this f***ing close to her vagina. And I was just like, okay.
Whoa.
That guy. Now that's a look. So we've got a guy with the shaved head and a big mustache and lots of tattoos. And he's got like, I've got tattoos, so I'm really cool. And I've got a mustache, so I'm kind of East Side. But I'm really just a nerd, you know?
Yeah.
He's got nerd eyes. Friendly nerd eyes. I say that in a good way. I'd hang out with him probably.
He's like a real world version of Joey Lawrence, you know?
He looks like Joey Lawrence aged well.
Yeah, Joey Lawrence with real facial hair. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Joey Lawrence if Joey Lawrence took his fish oil pills and aged well.
If Joey Lawrence did not use a Sharpie to make his mustache and beard. But of course, I feel like it would not be Below Deck Med without someone who had a statement mustache. So that's what this guy, that's where he comes into play.
Okay.
As a chief stew, when shit hits the fan, the best thing to do is feed them alcohol.
Okay, so this is the girl who was looking around the corner is actually our chief stew.
Okay, I'm not loving this. At first, I really applauded the whole, like, you can't replace Hannah and Kate, so let's just get friendly chief stews. No, I don't like that. I mean, I know that one on sailing didn't work out. She was a monster from hell. What was her name? The one who dated Adam?
Oh, yeah. I sort of liked her as being a chaotic disaster.
I mean, she was
she
like...
Was like... Kim? Yeah. Was her name Kim? No, it wasn't Kim.
I don't remember what her name was like, but she's like, Adam, why are you treating me like this? Like, seriously? These girls can't even clean. Like, am I right, Adam? Am I right?
Am I right? Like, why don't you want to, don't you love me, Adam?
Yeah, so I know that the bitchy Chief Stew thing doesn't always work out, like, with her, but I don't love a friendly Chief Stew. I'm just putting it out there.
I like Aisha. I think Aisha works well as a friendly.
Yeah, I think Aisha worked well, but I think it's kind of a trend of friendly chief stews. I'm not into it.
This woman looks, or she reminds me, this chief stew sort of reminds me of Sophia Bush a little bit. That's her name, right? The actress?
Best thing to do is feed them alcohol.
Happy birthday!
Drinks.
Is this my sister? Is this my twin?
We're like twins.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Like... We both have brunette hair. We must be sisters.
This one sort of looks like Bugsy.
No, she's got long... Oh, Bugsy. Bugsy could be her twin. You're right.
She's sort of like Bugsy meets Francesca. A little bit. Yeah. I'm reaching.
Do you see what I mean by glasses eyes? I don't know what that is. I don't think I've ever said that out loud, but I can't stop saying it.
They are like sisters because they're both brunettes and we both put a little wave in our hair.
They're not like sisters. I'm sorry. You have the same color hair. That's all.
Yeah. Actually, this one looks sort of like Leanne Locken.
She does, actually. Well, the Leanne Locken with the filter, you know, the crazy filter she uses where you're like, who are you even? That version. She looks like the Leanne Locken filter.
Yeah.
We're like twins almost.
Bring me a naked man and bring him to me now.
Oh my God. Wow.
I love pressure. Thrive on the pressure. Absolutely love it.
Oh, so
he's way sexier when he's not smiling.
Yeah,
right?
Now that he's like serious and disapproving of like us, I'm like, wait a second,
the chef,
he is hot. Before he was friendly and accessible, boo. But now I feel like he hates us. I'm like, yes,
he's smiling. We're like, hate him. Yeah, and now I'm like, oh my god,
like,
yes,
he's passive aggressive control freak. Now I'm like, he's sexy and knows control what he's doing. Me. How dare anyone question him?
Control me. I love your single ball in the middle of a plate being drizzled with chocolate.
Ooh, torch those crab sticks. Yeah,
not sure what that's about, but still love you. God,
my goodness, good angle on him right there. Please. Okay,
this is a man please, you want to be with, but you don't want to make him happy because you just don't want him to smile. You know.
But now I do think he's more evil, unfortunately.
You're hot welcome evil. To it. Bring it on, evil hot person.
Oh, I really think he is stuck in a sad galley. Look at it. It just feels like he's in a utility closet. Look, the paper towel roll doesn't have paper towels in it. There's some sort of mop in the background over here.
And he's not a good husband, because a good husband would change that. And a bad husband like me, if I was a husband, you just try and use that last paper towel that stuck to the cardboard. You use every little strip of it. You know, so you know, he's been doing that the whole day.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that octopus. It looks delicious. The octopus with the caviar and whatever this green thing is under it. And some orange zest. This is the hottest chef of all time. Wow.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's hot. Okay. And he's British.
Absolutely love it.
Oh my God. Yes. Chef. Okay. The chef is the one that they use as the sex toy, this where they take off your shirt, you know, stew, and then give him a lap dance. But this year, it's the chef. Wrong. Yeah.
And he's not knocking the cake over in this scene.
And he made a very pretty, glazy, four-tier cake. That's something.
It's very pretty, but again, he's smiling, so sort of ruins it a little bit. A little bit.
It's more handsome in this way. Now I'm in love with him, so I'm okay with that. Love you. Don't understand what your tattoos are trying to do. What Don't is that top it. One? It looks like a dog catching a ball in its mouth.
This one looks like it was a mistake, so he tried to fix it, and now it's just like he just spilled ink on his chest.
Yes. Like it was a fish. Like I can see fish tail. Was it a yin and yang?
I can't even...
Oh, and a palm tree? I can't. Who does a palm tree going all the way up the top of their arm?
He's a chef.
Wouldn't it be a bacon palm tree or like a, you know?
I literally can't even figure out. I can't figure it out at all. There's someone on Love Island who has Albert Einstein tattooed on his arm. I'm like, sir.
Oh, God, shut up.
He's awful. I think people like him, but I think he's awful. I'm going on the record. I do not like Luca. Okay, here we go.
Where's Reagan? She's dancing.
I mean, sorry. If this is not Miranda Richardson, I don't know who it is.
So we're talking about the Chief Stew blonde wig detective lady. the bosun, right.
Oh, she's a little Patricia Arquette. I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
No, I think Miranda Richardson was good. She's like wasted there. It's like a party night. You know, she's dancing in front of a hops sign and just like wasted. Dancing badly in her possible wig. Still not sure.
Yeah, this is when Quentin Tarantino would play some sort of like retro 60s slinky music. And it's like, wow, that was so artsy, the scene where she danced.
Yeah, that was art, guys. That was art. I stole it from a Japanese movie I saw when I was 7.
Quentin Tarantino presents Below Deck Med.
She's dancing her butt off.
Everything is splitting. I am not openly looking for a boat romance, but Storm is looking nice at this point.
Oh yeah. Glasses girl ends up with mustache guy. That tracks. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
They seem compatible.
Yeah. Very much so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their nerd levels are like equal, I think.
And someone's on the phone in the back there of this shot in the van, which is surprising. Is that Craig Conover back there?
Okay, press play.
I've never had flings with gays before.
Gay.
Oh, it's a gay.
Homosexuality. Well, hello, sir.
Well, hello. So we have a gay stew, and we have a gay passenger, and look, he's pouring water in one shot, but then the next shot
he's pouring a little.
Whoa.
Listen, I think rules should be different for gay people. We don't have opportunities. Like when you're working on a boat, there's only one gay. Okay, it's like being on a sitcom. Like, who are you gonna date? There's only one gay person, you know. In every situation in my life, it's like, there's Ronnie, the gay guy. There's the gay improviser. There's the gay one. So, you know, if we have to fuck a fucking guest, that's what we have to fucking do. Get off my ass, okay? You try being gay. And we're quick anyway with our fucking. We're used to doing it whenever we find it, we take it, you know? So we can do it very quickly and discreetly.
You're totally right. Because all the others, all the straights, they just mix and match. They just mix and they just go around.
Look at all the options they have.
Look at Sailing Yacht. It's like it's a round robin. But here it's like, I agree. Let the gay go for the go. Let him do it.
Yeah. So how long in UF Chef? Okay, so this is after the gay. So this is glasses girl and mustache guy. And he's like, how long have you and Chef been seeing each other?
Oh, is that the chief stew?
That's the chief stew. Of course the girl with the cubic zirconium has the fucking chef. That's not fair.
Not fair. Not fair. And then this guy, this poor gay guy, is going to get in trouble because he's making out with a twink in Malta. Okay.
So how long have you and Chef been seeing each other?
We're not.
Bullshit, babe.
Dave, you're Natasha dating,
huh? Oh.
So the chef is having a secret relationship.
Yeah. And we still haven't seen this person. We don't even know what the deal is with this person in the back here.
Oh, I thought that was the gay. Is it not?
No, that's just someone. This is the like sort of Craig Conover-esque. Craig meets like Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure. Oh my God, that chef looks like such an asshole. Look in the back. He's like his angry face. He's like, I've got a palm tree on my arm. How dare you?
He's like, I'm wearing a hat in an annoying way. That makes me hot. Only a hot person can wear a hat in an annoying way.
What's going on here?
The chief stew and the chef have to work well together. It permeates through the boat.
One sec. No, don't touch me.
I love that they're playing the horror movie music. Dong, 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 dong. It's in every horror movie preview ever, and it's because the chief stew is banging the chef.
Yeah, and we have it. This is working against the chef here because from this angle, he's giving a lot of Matt from last season, unfortunately. This is...
Because he's bald?
Just bald, it's just like the angle, the whole shape of the head is very much like Matt. I don't appreciate that. Also, you know what's a ballsy move? Whoever decided to drape their bag around the sriracha bottle. Like, what's going on here? Like, this is a recipe for disaster. Because, you know, someone's going to grab the bag and the sriracha bottle's going to go flying. Or vice versa.
Or maybe sriracha bottles have just become sentient and carry bags. Like, who knows?
It's like, hi, are you guys the chefs? I'm just wondering, are you want to use me? I'm sriracha.
God, that new stew is hot.
So how long have you and sriracha been dating?
You're so hot and sweet. It's like, thank you. Well, anybody, can someone carry my purse, please? It almost broke me in two last time.
By the way, we still have not talked about Man Bun over here in the middle.
You know what? Look, I've been inside a long time because in my life, COVID is still going full force in my head because it's my excuse to sit around and play PlayStation and eat pizza. So I get that. But he's hot. Like, he's hot too, right? I just think everybody's hot.
He's like Miles Teller. Before I said he was like Craig meets Bill Maher, but now I say he's like Miles Teller meets... that one actor, Joel something or another, he's like an actor. He's like in Zero Dark Thirty. He's like in Things, but no one knows
I think
his
he's
name.
Got a... Oh, I know what you mean. The guy who was from The Killing or whatever.
I think so.
Yeah, name? And he just was like in that around. Netflix show where it's all in your head. What is it? Like they put a little chip in your brain or whatever.
That guy. That's what he is.
I don't think he looks like him, but he's hot. And I hate his shirt.
I hate his shirt. But that's like that. Shirt. That's like that. Like hot straight guy thing where you're like, I can put on a shitty shirt because I'm hot. It's like Colin on sailing yacht.
And I think he's ready to be in a relationship because he's purposely wearing one of those shirts that make girls say, "I can fix him." But like everything else is so good. All I really need to do is change his shirt.
Yeah, I'm a little puzzled by the chef smiling during this interaction. It feels a little weird.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
And then we go to the gay in like
she
a
was leotard. Now in like cabaret. I don't know.
It's like the spirit of Alan Cumming has taken over him.
Well, he's like a gay from 1920 now, right? Yeah. You know, and they're like male bathing suits, one piece.
Yeah, it's some sort of strange artsy circus. Not like normal circus, like artsy.
Yeah, I guess it's costume awful. Night. Because she's wearing a pink wig. But also that kitchen. Okay, guys, you could have a bigger kitchen if you didn't have a fucking... What is it? An interrogation room also? Like, what is that kitchen? There's a big window.
Why? Why do they have a hallway behind the kitchen? Just make it open concept. Don't do, like, a window.
Like, let's go talk privately in front of the giant window by the kitchen.
Oh, no. Hal is reading our lips. And by Hal, I mean that's Captain Sandy. Here she comes.
Okay, so what is he saying to her?
Second stew, I am a second stew. You are also responsible. 3 meters,
get... It's just, it's like, oh, I'm second stew and you're responsible, third stew.
And he's like...
He's like, I'm in a leotard. That's not... Oh, my God. Okay, look at this. Look at this. The frickin' dolphins. This Cheerio Central. Look at them. They have to get through these stupid things.
That's not 3 meters. 1 meter. She's gonna hit it, man.
Kick your head.
By the way, okay, these are not the same as the ones from last season. Because last season, they were cement. These, look, they're like, we're going to hit it. And look what happens when they hit it. It's like sort of like rolls like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was just, I am so silly. I was sitting here looking at my phone. I didn't even see you. I'm so sorry. Come on.
But you see how these things are so stupidly designed. You see how they have the rubber thing around it? Why don't you have it going up the whole thing so it doesn't scratch the boats that are inevitably going to hit it because you put them too close together? You guys are making a torture course on purpose.
I know. Where is maritime law when you need her?
Exactly.
I've never hit anything in my career, ever.
Oh,
you did. Well, there's a first time for everything. Congratulations. I made you a four-tier cake.
Congratulations. You're in Bravo, and now you got a... Now you got a big old skid mark on the side of your boat, and Captain Glenn's laughing somewhere.
Ever.
I'm not driving with you guys as a team.
It sounds like you don't want to be here.
That's literally what I'm saying.
Oh, come on, bud. You're going to quit?
Try
harder.
Of course you don't
jibe with them as a team. You're cute. You wear terrible shirts. You're sad. You're lonely. You probably play like two chords on the guitar at every party you go to. Shut up. Get into my bed. Get out of my head and into my bed. All right, cry there. Cry in bed.
He's just with mad me. They won't let them play Dave Matthews On Deck. I get it. I've been there. Also, I hate the H on his hat. Like, I hate this, like, this tech bro, you know, branding that they've given the boat. Like, not into it.
Yeah, okay? It's a boat. Okay.
It's a boat.
Stop. Look at your attitude right now. Look at your attitude. You've been abusing me for so long. And I've
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. I love a gay who's not like, I can't be horrible because I'm representing. Yes. Come be horrible. That's what we need from you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Because it's, I feel like all the gays on Below Deck have always been like, very serious. It's like Frasier last season or Josiah. Mom, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. But this guy's like, get out of here, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. This one's in like full on Curious George. What's Curious George's dad's name? The zookeeper? Whatever. He Samuel? Looks like kind of a zookeeper, but like the gay version, like where the shirt's unbuttoned all the way down. Like, I love his khaki. Is this a romper? Is that a romper, girl?
It's
is that an ombre romper?
It's just worn in the style of a romper. It's kind of like if Renee Zellweger said, I kind of want to have like a cool safari look today, but kind of breezy. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to do what Renee Zellweger did.
Oh, it's a silk shirt tucked into zookeeper pants?
It's just tight.
High-waisted zookeeper pants.
Tight
Very
pants.
Very confusing.
Tight shorts, yeah.
Yes, I like a gay who confuses me and who overspray tans too much. I like that.
Yeah, and it's very billowy. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid. He's probably saying something like, get your cheap, fake Louis Vuitton purse out of my face.
I was just going to say, her fake purse matches his outfit way better, and I think he's pissed off. He's like, get your knockoff out of here, Chinatown. Get it out.
We all know you took that from Sriracha anyway.
Get out of here, Canal Street.
Okay, well, I'm off.
Oh,
All crew, all crew.
Hang on.
Hold everything.
Oh. Wow, they're really copying Sailing Yacht now.
They really are, right? And Captain Sandy is on one this season. I don't know what's going on with her. Like, every time they show Captain Sandy, she's either standing in front of a bush, which doesn't belong on a boat, or crashing into other things. Like, what the hell? What's going on over there?
Like, there's a pineapple down. I feel like you know you've been through rough waters when there's just a pineapple on its side on the floor. Like, nothing looks more fallen over than a pineapple just right there by the window.
And pineapples also, were meant to stay put on a table, weren't they?
Pineapple, you know, like, tell my mother I love her. And by the way, what is going on with the decor in this freaking yacht? Look at it. It looks empty.
Like it's been remodeled, which is good, like modernized, but not particularly well, you know? It's like when they redid the set of American Idol and they're like, look, we got space stools. And it's like, it's still terrible. It's still that.
It's very, God, this gives me so much stress. Watching all these things slide off the kitchen island like this. This
shouldn't be happening. I'm not sure
this is terrifying. Oh, God. Bowls going down. Oh, wow. Watching these bottles fall off the bar.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with this boat. What the hell?
I'm not sure, but that bottle took like, this is sort of like, all these bottles said, guys, have you ever wondered what it'd just be like just to jump off this bar? Let's just, like, for once in our life, let's just do it. Let's live the life that we want to lead. Yeah, I want to do it too. Yeah. Ah, I died. Oh, that last one.
The peach is like, I don't know, you idiots. It's like rolling away slowly. Like, fuck you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on. Ooh, okay. I love the shadiness of this one. Look at this bottle. It's like, hold on, watch. This bottle's like, not really into it. it's like, what did they do over there? Oh, they're stupid. I'm going to go over here.
I'm going the other way. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my ankle. Oh, my gosh. We are so fucking hell.
Oh, shit. Did you see that shot of that yacht? Did you see the yacht? Like,
was that the gay guy on the ground? Like, oh, no, fake Louis Vuitton. Fake Louis Vuitton.
Oh, my ankle. Oh, my gosh. We are so
Are they sinking?
I think it's just rough waters or something. I don't know. They're getting hit by some terrible wave. Oh, but look at the boat. Look at the boat on its side like that.
Yeah, that's not good. It looks like one of the gods is just throwing it around down there. Yeah,
but how is the boat being so crazy? But then this little tender, he's just like, oh, okay.
I don't know. This isn't good, though. I don't think we've seen this before, have we?
That's terrifying.
Oh, so, the floor's gross, Kyle.
Look how dirty you are.
Floor's gross. It's got glass on
The gay is going to just torture that girl. I love it.
Look how dirty you are.
Oh. Well, wow, that looks fun.
It looks like a big improvement from last season, which makes me happy.
Yeah, well.
Not hard.
Not a long road to hoe.
That's for sure. All right. Wow. Well, we're that took a lot out of us. So, y'all, thank you. Thank you for
That bottle action really just
watching those bottles tumble off that bar. The pineapple just dead on the floor. It was really intense.
Well, that was fun. Thanks everybody for being here. We will see you for the season. Starts July 11th.
6 months.
Yeah. July 11th. We're also covering Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip on Peacock. If you guys are watching that, come check out those recaps and lots of other stuff. We sure love you guys.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bing.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lane.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.